There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Awesome.
Go ahead.
We're on episode 34 now, so it's been a great journey. This week, we're going to be talking about the power of masterminds. And, we just came back from Florida.
Yeah.
We're part of a mastermind called the Collective Genius Mastermind, where there's flippers, wholesalers, turnkey providers, service providers, the biggest podcasters. So just a wealth of knowledge through that group. And it's always exciting to be in front of, the best in the industry, right?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the Collective Genius is, the top, in each one of those niches that Joni just talked about, they're the top, performers in residential real estate in the country. So it's a honorable group to be a part of. We've been a part of it now for 7 years. So we've been, I think we're kind of the old guys. It seems like that every time we go back.
Yeah, we're the veterans.
Yeah. And, but it's a good group. It's, we've learned so much over the years and we're going to get into a lot about the details of why join a mastermind. What are the benefits? What is a mastermind? For us, this group has been, an intricate part of our business and our, evolution. Mm-hmm. One of the things that, Jason, who runs it, does a very good job of doing is you got a bunch of A type personalities, a bunch of entrepreneurs, very driven people. And then to take 150 of them and put them in a room together or a big room and then break them down in smaller rooms. That's a lot. It's a big task. And then to get them to put their egos aside because these are all people back in their markets that are really performing mm-hmm. at a high level.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many like masterminds out there, and you really have to find, the mastermind that best fits you, because just like you said, I think one of the main reasons why we chose the Collective Genius is for that reason, just the willingness to share and, checking your ego at the door and it's just an amazing group, like friends, mm-hmm. long-term friends that, to this day we hang out with them and go on trips with them, and just us being able to learn from the best. When we started, we were like the small fish in there. We felt like, oh my gosh, like these guys are so much bigger than us. And then, three or four years later, we're at their level.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's been the evolution. We, mm-hmm. we joined it because we needed help with, acquisitions and, marketing, marketing for property acquisitions, developing our acquisitions managers and our sales processes. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people get in is for that, like very heavily focused business wise and especially on the front end. And then you join the group and then you're all of a sudden you're buying a bunch of houses and it becomes like project management. And then you're learning from all the best on how to manage your projects the best. Then you evolve into maybe it's financing and rentals and holding long-term rental property. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, okay, now I got all these properties. I got all these people. How do I develop teams and culture and further? And then it evolves for a lot of people within CG after they figured out all those things and their business is really running well. It becomes more of a personal, you start like it's where you start saying, okay, it's more than just money mm-hmm. and more than just business. And it's about relationships and networking, synergies between it. And then like not only making more money, but also
quality of life.
Yeah. And better marriages and better relationship with your kids. Mm-hmm. And so that gets discussed a lot, things that you would never think in a big, heavily, focused on, business and making money, but you start talking about, quality of life and having, bettering your life in many other areas. And there was lot of times we got into fitness in the group for a long time. And everybody was on a fitness trip.
And so, even just time management, you know, just the little things that you don't think about. It's like, man, like, and I always seem to get, take away like 10 different things from, you know, the mastermind every time. But it's like you have to go home and figure out, okay, what are the three top things that you learn from that and how you can implement either that in your personal life or in your business, you know. And so it's always something good, and just one idea could pay for the entire mastermind.
Yeah, and then there's so much stuff you're going to learn, and yeah, it's best to just take the top three and just implement those, and then next quarter you take on another. So, I mean, Joni and I are also part of other mastermind groups over the years. We've been part of ones that just for us personally, like Life and Air, you know, we did for many years. We've done many way in the past that were real estate focused. Another one we're currently a part of this year on top of the Collective Genius is a private mastermind group with some of the top largest franchise RPM franchise owners in the country as well.
Right.
You know, there's only probably 10 of us.
Yeah, so it's all property management driven.
Yeah.
You know, and so we go over best practices, you know, maybe some struggles that we're going. I mean, we're, you know, all trying to scale our businesses. And so how do you effectively do that? You know, maybe hiring some of our remote team members. So, I mean, you have to be a part of these groups, you know, in order for you to get to the next level.
It's a collective group of friends that has your best interest and, you know, willing to help you grow, willing to help you, you know, in the RPM group, mm-hmm. we shared our financials.
Mm-hmm.
We went over like each line item, like who's performing well at certain parts of our, you know, and so it gets very vulnerable to be able to share all that with the group. And even in the Collective Genius, people will share about their struggles and their life, what's going on in their life, and get very vulnerable and personal.
And that's what I really like about it. It's not, you know, and these masterminds aren't you sit in, you know, the like a class and watch somebody hear somebody speak all week. You know, well, you do that, but you also get to present and you get to hear some of the best presenters out there, so that way you can take away from their businesses, and also it improves you as a speaker as well.
Correct.
You know, getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I thought we so it's funny because I was like, you know, Joan and I, you know, we've spoke quite a bit at different events, and so we put together a nice presentation. The content was there. We were all proud of it. But then we were like, we don't need to practice. We're just going to go up there and just say it. And then like we kind of like, man, we had such great content, but we didn't deliver on the performance. And then we went and talked to a bunch of other people, and they're like, well, yeah, I rehearsed it two or three times. And I'm like,
maybe that's why. Next time we'll practice.
Yeah, we should have rehearsed it. And we could have delivered on our presentation. But let's get into is a mastermind? Let's get into some of the points so that people that have never been a part of a group like that, you know, what is it? We obviously laid out a foundation of what, you know, some of the ones we're involved in and some of the things that we get out of them. But what is a true mastermind?
I mean, it's really, you know, a collective group of people. Typically, you meet annually, quarterly, or even maybe, you know,
monthly,
you know, the two groups that we're in. I mean, we meet, you know, on a quarterly basis with the Collective Genius. And then our property management mastermind, we meet biweekly, you know, through Zoom, and then, you know, once a year together.
Correct. So it depends on who organizes it, who, you know, how they put the meeting schedule together.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shidoni said, we, Collective Genius has a quarterly big meetings that we meet together, all together. And then there's also, they have monthly like calls and stuff like that and topics, and then the RPM is just a every two week Zoom call and then one big meeting all together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard with COVID, you know, a lot of times that didn't happen this year. A lot of things were done virtually, but you know, obviously people are starting to meet with big groups again, and we did that in Florida. So
it just
depends on the industry. The big thing is some are free and some cost several tens of thousands of dollars. So, you know, we pay, you know, for all the masterminds other than the RPM one that we meet with, we've paid tens of thousands of dollars a year.
But to us, that's continuing education. That's, you know, that's just an expense that we know each year, you know, that goes towards our mastermind fund, right? I mean, that's just something that you have to...
To better your business and to grow. Yeah, you need to invest. It's investing in yourself. It's investing in your education.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's any different than doctors or attorneys having to do continuing education, or you even as a realtor, mm-hmm. a broker, have to do continuing education. Everybody should be doing it in some aspect. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily your occupation or what you do. There's masterminds for like health and fitness. If you're just wanting to be like an extreme health fitness person, there's masterminds you can join mm-hmm. for that. You want to start a new business or a side hustle, and you want to learn about you know, marketing online, there's stuff, you know, for that. If you want to write a book, there's masterminds for that. If you,
or you just see your life goals. I mean, we were part of, you know, Life on Air for a little bit, and you know, like, what did we want to accomplish, you know, our goals in life?
Yeah, right? Defining our vision for our life, what we wanted to do mm-hmm. For the next, you know, 20-40 years, and it was defining those things. And then Life on Air, you define a vision, and then you have make sure that everything in your life, including your business, fits that vision. And so you kind of build everything around that vision. So
yes.
What else?
And you look at size range as well. You know, you don't want, I mean, I personally like the smaller masterminds, because I feel like you can get intimate with, you know, and know the group really well. So what I like about CG is they break them up into groups. So there's probably only like, I would say 50, you know, at a time in the group, which still, small enough to really network and get to know the others in the group.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with our property management, you know, mastermind. I mean, it's a small group, and you know, we really lean on each other. And when, especially during the pandemic, you know, there's so many things going on, and just to lean on somebody that has, you know, that experience mm-hmm. really went a long ways.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they so like Collective Genius, it's probably 150 people, but only once a year do you get together, everybody all together. Mm-hmm. But they break it up into over a week period. You know, half of the group comes the first half of the week, the other half goes the second half mm-hmm. of the week. And then from there, they get broken into, each half gets broken into three different rooms. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, you get to share it with a smaller, more intimate group, and
allows you to be vulnerable.
Correct.
And open up to maybe things that you wouldn't necessarily do with a bigger group of people.
Correct. And the
masterminds.
You know, a lot of those groups, the two that we're part of, you know, usually you will present at some point. Mm-hmm. So you get a certain period of time mm-hmm. to present, and you can usually we share like best practices, things that are really working in our business. Mm-hmm. And then we also ask, there's a section you can ask for help. Like, hey, I'm struggling in this. I need help with that. And it can be personal, it can be business. But then you get to hear everybody kind of helps each other through those, mm-hmm. and you get to hear topics. And so it's just a good networking and collaboration with like-minded individuals.
Yes. Yeah. And what's cool too, is a lot of times, like, you know, if we're struggling in something in our business, like, we'll go and visit that office and be like, hey, you know, let's go to so-and-so's office and, you know, kind of pick their brain a little bit on how they, you know, work their processes. No. You know, same thing. They come here and you know, we kind of entertain people for the day, and that's what's fun.
Yeah. I think one year we traveled, I think, 3 or 4 times mm-hmm. to visit 3 or 4 offices. Yeah. And at the same time, we had at least once a quarter, we had somebody come and visit us.
We try to do that. I mean, it's been a little different this year, mm-hmm. but we try to do that several times a year, because I think that's key to growth in your business as well. Yeah.
It's neat to see somebody's operation uh-huh. live, and you get to go and to have those opportunities, because how often can some business owner step into another person's business that's in the same industry? You're in different markets, obviously, but and just see how they run things, see the level of their staff, see the
and that's what's interact. Really cool, honestly, yeah. because, like, you know, it's not about, and most people are like, well, that's your competition, you know, like, I'm meeting, you know, mastermind people here in my own town. That's how close we are. Mm-hmm. They've come to visit me in Houston, you mm-hmm. know, so it's there's plenty out there for everybody. So, you know, just the willingness, you know, these groups are open and willingness to share, you know.
Yeah.
Their stuff.
I mean, we met with a couple, I think it's already been 2 years. We went and visited our biggest turnkey competitor and saw his operation and their family's operation. It just and they run a much larger organization than us. But it was mm-hmm. neat to see the dynamics of that mm-hmm. and what it could be if we want to grow it that big, and what, you know, they're doing mm-hmm. with it. And it was neat to get a tour, speak with them, just spend time understanding their model, mm-hmm. what they do, and then just interviewing some of their staff and seeing their the dynamics within with their own business.
Yes. It was kind of cool. Yeah.
So what are some of the benefits? And we've obviously hit on a ton
a lot of it, yeah. But, collaborating, you know, getting one new idea from the group really could pay for the cost of the mastermind if you're one that is a paid one, right?
I think, I mean, give some examples. Like, so us, I think just the marketing alone, mm-hmm. like probably paid for you know, several years of the mastermind, just the knowledge we learned in marketing and setting up our processes.
And systems and processes, yeah.
Some of the collaboration with the vendors that are there. So there's mm-hmm. also, you know, in all these groups, there's usually a service provider that, so whether it's direct mail companies.
Or remote team members, yeah, you know, VA companies.
Lenders that we've mm-hmm. used over the years that we met through these groups. People that will help you raise capital. We've, you know, you and I have personally invested using, you know, our self-directed IRA into several apartment complexes. Yes. You know,
and that's a thing too. You can partner up with some of these people.
Yeah, and there's a ton of partnering either on deals, and then some of the we've bought in, I don't know how many homes, maybe 50 homes from different mm-hmm. Members that are part of the groups and that are buying and selling properties in markets that we're in.
And even property management. So, you know, they know that we're, Sean and Joni are in Houston, so they know we're the experts in the Houston market. So we get, leads. You know, referrals from you know, just our friends from the mastermind.
Networking, I think, you know, we it's great because we get to spend a lot of time with them, go out to dinner during these mastermind events. So again, talk shop, talk business, uh-huh. see what's working on a personal level. And then depending on what you're struggling with, you can usually go out to dinner with that person that mm-hmm. is an expert in that field that maybe you're struggling in or mm-hmm. that or does it really well in their business. I know you and I have gotten great friendships.
Oh gosh, the friendships are probably, I mean, we've built some incredible friendships in our mastermind groups, you know, and we go on trips together and, you know, we've had a couple of charity events that we've done with the group. And it's just an amazing group of people, like ones that those are the type of people that you want to hang out with.
Yeah.
And your families go do things together. I remember Lucas when we went to, where do we go? Jamaica.
Yeah.
And, you know, him and his little friend, he's like, he wanted to move to Indiana just to be with his friend.
Yeah.
So even our kids have, you know, made some incredible friendships there. And so it's just nice that we can hang out with like-minded individuals, talk business, but also, you know, spend time together and enjoy our families.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. I mean, that same trip, I think we, all the boys, all the husbands, and then if they had any sons, we all went on a fishing trip together. And this one was kind of cool because it was somebody we met through the Collective Genius, but then he also had his own mastermind/fundraising event for a charity.
Yes.
And so it worked both. We got to meet a whole day. This is a cool idea too. So this is a mastermind we've done once a year.
Yeah, and actually Alex Pardo is the one that runs that. He was on our podcast, you know, probably a month or so ago.
Yeah.
But he runs that, and all the funds that, you know, from the charity, he actually donates to
the funds from the mastermind.
From the mastermind, he donates to a charity.
Correct. And it's a neat cause. And then, but at the same time, we'll get to travel with our families together. We spend one day in the at the resort, you know, usually collaborating, going over business stuff. Mm-hmm. But then the rest of the time, we're just hanging out with family. But go back to my story. All the boys and the dads got to go out on the boat and the fishing trip. And I think maybe we talked about this on one of the podcasts already, but we were, you know, we all got out there. We were all excited about it. Whatever we caught that day, we were going to cook for lunch. And everybody got so sick. Like, it was the roughest waters. It was, I remember Lucas just like, I was trying to bond with him. And like, he didn't want anything to do with me. He was so sick, throwing off the side of the boat. But and we didn't catch anything. After all that work, we didn't catch a thing. And we had to go buy our lunch when we got back.
And so, I wasn't complaining because I was hanging out with the ladies at the pool, drinking a few Mai Tais, whatever we were doing. Yeah. It was a great time. And that was a great bonding time with the ladies as well. So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, to meet outside. Uh-huh. So, I mean, these are all the benefits of obviously working, you know, with the mastermind. This year, you know, I know a lot of people have struggled, a lot of businesses have struggled, and I know the expense of being a part of Mastermind, it's up there. They're not cheap. The majority of them are very expensive, and you have to pay to travel, you know, on top of that to be with people. But the benefits for us have far outweighed, you know, any cost. We can't, like, you know, what we've learned and what we've gotten out of those, like, you know, 10 times the return, you know, on our investment with those things, with the cost of the Masterminds. And then, you know, when you go through years, like we went through this year in 2020, the Masterminds really helped us, you know, navigate some of these uncharted waters. So, like,
absolutely.
Because everybody was in the same boat, but at least together we had the collective minds and the, you know, the collective geniuses, you know.
They truly are geniuses.
Yeah, to get, we would navigate this waters together and get on Zoom calls together and, like, what's working, what's not, what are you seeing, what, you know, what's, what are you doing that's working, and just collaborate. And
it keeps your mind straight too, honestly. Like, I don't know what I mean, we always put ourselves in those situations, you know, we're not just gonna, like, let life happen to us. Like, if we're gonna do something about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think these groups is one of those things that, like, without them, you know, yeah, I could probably have gone crazy.
Yeah.
So they helped me keep my mind straight during this time.
If you're watching the news or anything, yeah, you've gone crazy this year. But so definitely having those people to ground you and keep you centered is extremely important.
Yeah, and so it doesn't matter, like Sean said, it doesn't matter, you know, what mastermind. There's masterminds for everything, fitness, you know, spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, find a group of people that you enjoy spending time with, that you can learn from, is key.
And that have your best interest
exactly.
At heart, and that want to see you succeed. And so whatever that is, I highly recommend, if you got a passion in life, you got a an area of your life you want to improve on this coming up in 2021. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are starting to set their goals for 2021, and everybody's looking at a much better year for next year. So,
and make that a goal of, you know, get involved in some groups, or even a private coach, a one-on-one coach, somebody that you can collaborate with.
And that's going to push you and help you succeed and want the best for you, and really is going to push you to make a better year for 2021. So reach out and make some connections. Use this time in December to find some groups, start researching people in your niche, in your industry, or something you're passionate about. But join something next year. That's our challenge to you. And we'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. Talking. But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.